This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Quick congratulations to the Raiders. That was one hell of a comeback in the game. I don't tell anybody, but I had some money on the Chiefs because I thought the Chiefs were going to win and even covered the spread. And it was pretty impressive how the Raiders pulled that off at the end. And so I just wanted to give a shout-out, especially since the Raiders are coming to Vegas. So they are going to be my team, in addition to the Cowboys, because I love the Cowboys. Cowboys will always be my team. So I just have to say that. Still in limbo with what's going to be happening with the NFL and the Star-Spangled Banner. I don't understand why this is dragging out. The NFL does not want to tell the players what to do. If they want to protest, they want to allow that protest. But they also reminded the players that the Star-Spangled Banner is, the Star-Spangled Banner. It's a national anthem. And, you know, not something that should be disrespected. So from what I understand, it's still, you know, nothing's really changed. So I'm not very excited about seeing any more protests. But what TV networks have done is they haven't been showing the Star-Spangled Banner. So the only reason why we know about it is we talk about it. So if we don't talk about it, then maybe we could go on and enjoy football. And my concern is if there's something that the players are wanting to protest against, or raise money for, I don't think the Star-Spangled Banner and the national anthem boycott is the best way to do it. I think there's a lot of other ways where they could raise money. I mean, look at what J.J. Watts did with the Houston Hurricane Harvey flooding. Right? You know, he was able to get stuff done, get money, to victims, and that I'm for. You know, if there's issues that the football players are upset about, you know, racial injustice, police brutality, etc., there are tons of things that could be done. But sitting out to a national anthem, nobody's calling to the, nobody's, you know, coming to help. You got to give people a focal point, all right? Now, and then I'm a little grumpy, not because I lost money. It's only a little bit of money that I put on the Chiefs, but because I don't think you guys really appreciate the work I do. Apparently, there's this medical article that came out talking about sugar and how the scientists, figured out how sugar and cancer are related and what sugar does to cancer and why sugar can, you know, cause you to unfortunately demise to cancer. What you guys don't realize is I don't get to read the same articles that you do. So the article I had to read explaining this is the following. Right? I give it once a year. I make you guys read what I read. Fructose 1,6-biphosphate couples glycolic flux to activation of RAS, a yeast mutant with overactive influx of glucose into glycolysis and hyperaccumulation of Fru-1,6-bisP shows hyperactivation of RAS, which causes its glucose growth defect by triggering apoptosis. Now, that's not the big part of it, okay? Here we go. Let's really now break this down. This is what I have to, while you guys are watching football, while you're catching up on your Narcos or your House of Cards or your Game of Thrones, this is the stuff I have to read. Yeast and mammalian cells also share the G protein and oncogene product RAS with a homologous set of regulators. CDC25, SDC25, SOS1. We're not even done with the sentence. That's just the first part of the sentence. IRA12, NF1, but with different target proteins. They're trying to make the sentence sound interesting now. Different. With adenylate cyclase in yeast and EG. What the hell does EG mean? The RAF protein kinase in mammalian cells. That was just one sentence. All right? Glucose is a potent activator of cyclic AMP synthesis, and thus a protein kinase A in yeast that is mediated by the CC25 RAS in concert with a glucose-sensing G-protein coupled receptor system. Figure one. Now, you're like, okay, well, Dahlia, look, you got a figure. Okay? If they, oh, I don't have a figure now. I mean, you should see me after a couple kids. That's the point. But they gave you a figure. So don't be complaining about the scientific articles because you get a figure to look at. It's like a picture book. Okay? No, it's not a picture book. It is not a picture book. I am looking at this picture. This is just to explain to you guys what the hell is going on with the article. I now have to look at this figure, and there's all this RAS and CDC25. It has nothing to do with the CDC, by the way. This GPA2, TPK, there's all these little circles and arrows and lines and transporters, etc. And now, okay, this is supposed to be the exciting part of this is where the meat of the study it comes in, where whoever's reading this crap goes, oh, wow, okay, I get it. In nearly all cells, now hold on to your pants for this one, glucose is phosphorylated by hexokinase or glucokinase to glucose-6-phosphate after transported to the cells, then converted to fructose-6-phosphate by, and this is the biggie, phosphoglucosamarase. Then it's subsequently phosphorylated to Fru1-6-bisP by phosphofructokinase. And I have to read this every day just for you guys, just to come back the next day and tell you sugar is bad, okay? Basically, researchers found yeast with high levels of sugar, known as glucose, and it overstimulated the same proteins found mutated inside human tumors. So they found that the yeast with the high levels of sugar overstimulated the bad part of the tumor cell, making it grow more. And couldn't they just say that? And you want to know what it is, okay? There's peeing contests in every field. I know you engineers go, oh, man, yeah, we had peeing contests, you know, about our, design. Look, it happens in medicine, too. Whoever wrote this article really wanted to show off his cojones and make us, it's Peters et al. Oh, there's even a Beatrice in there. So even the women are responsible for this, too. Women have pee contests, too. Don't underestimate us. Oh, yeah, we will take each other down in the ladies' room, right? You know, showing off and upending each other. But anyway, I just want you guys to just take a second and thank me for all the work I do, trying to give you guys the facts when I have to read all these crappy articles. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, I'm going...
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material,
material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Jennifer writes, Doctor, I have a bald spot the size of a quarter on the top left of my head. Recently, it looks like it's starting to get bigger, spread downwards. I have Hashimoto disease and polycystic ovarian syndrome, and I take medicine to regulate both metformin and levothyroxine. I also had my gallbladder removed in April, and July is when I got the bald spot. What do you think this could be caused from? All right, so I've seen this a lot, especially in women, where they will just start getting one bald spot. And any sort of hair loss we call alopecia, but alopecia areata is probably what Jennifer has. And it's actually, autoimmune. It's where you will, your body will fight the hair follicles. Right? Your immune system will fight the hair follicles. And we see this in people with diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis. If you already have an autoimmune condition, you may be more prone to losing hair. Now, sometimes a localized loss of hair, as long as someone's not pulling out the hair, sometimes it could be a fungal infection. Well, we rarely see that, where somebody will be fighting a fungal infection, and so the hair follicles obviously, you know, aren't thriving, and then we, you know, treat the scalp with an antifungal. But, you know, most of the time it's under this alopecia areata, and we don't really have a cure for it, but there are some things we could do. Whenever anybody loses all of their hair, it's called alopecia universalis, right? Kind of universally, right? And unfortunately with that, it could prevent hair from growing back. We had a kid where he just lost all his hair. We don't know what happened or why. You know, he just lost all his hair. There's also alopecia totalis, where it takes all the hair off the scalp. Alopecia universalis also takes your eyebrows, takes your pubic hair, that kind of thing. So there's a variety of different ways. Just because you're losing a patch of hair doesn't necessarily mean, though, it's going to turn into a totalis or universalis. So if it's autoimmune, all right, you know, we want to kind of figure out, okay, well, you know, is your diabetes out of control? Do you have an infection you're trying to fight? You know, what could be going on here? But sometimes what a lot of the doctors do, especially the dermatologists, is they'll try some steroid treatments. They'll either inject steroids into that bald spot, or they'll use a steroid shampoo. And the steroid shampoo decreases, you know, the inflammation that could be happening from the autoimmune part of it. And that's why we think this alopecia areata, or these bald spots, these very localized small bald spots that you're getting, is non-infectious per se, because we wouldn't give you steroids then. You know, steroids can make infection worse, but we'll give you steroids if we think that you are fighting, if your immune system is fighting the part of your body. So with these steroid injections or this steroid shampoo, many times we find that we could stop the autoimmune system from fighting the hair follicles, and some people, they will regrow their hair. Rogaine, the minoxidil, does help stimulate hair growth. It does work. Not to the degree, if this is alopecia areata, the steroids would work. And again, we wouldn't really do pills, steroid form in pill. We would just do the topical. And then there's also photochemotherapy. It's a type of radiation treatment using UV light and oral medication. But, you know, for the most part, what I would recommend, Jennifer, is go to the dermatologist, have him try, I don't know what city you live in, but the dermatologist that we use, he's awesome, and his scalp lotion that he recommends really seems to work nicely. All right, so 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, this was kind of a frightening headline. Global pollution is the world's biggest killer, and it's a threat to the survival of mankind. So you see this, and you're like, wait a second. Okay, I thought, like, nuclear war would threaten mankind, or an asteroid, or something like that. But really, pollution? You know, my Fiat, I don't have a Fiat, but you know what I'm saying. That's what they're, you know, according to this latest article published in The Lancet, they say pollution is the largest environmental cause of disease and premature death in the world, accounting for 3 times more deaths in 2015 than AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria combined. A report by the Lancet Commission on Pollution and Health blames pollution for an estimated 9 million premature deaths, which is 15 times more than all wars and other forms of violence. It concludes that pollution endangers the stability of the Earth's support systems and threatens the continuing survival of human societies. Now, this is why you have environmentalists out there freaking out all the time. These are the articles they read and the studies they read, and they could be correct. When you look at it that way, that's some frightening stuff. Really, more people are dying because of our pollution than wars? Are you kidding me? They say more than 40 researchers from governments and universities worldwide worked on the study, and it was funded by the United Nations, the European Union, and the U.S. And then The Lancet is a weekly peer-reviewed journal, general medical journal. You guys really aren't going to be able to you know, buy it next to the Playboys and stuff. But it's good, and there's a lot of good online articles. And they say pollution disproportionately kills the poor and the vulnerable, the report found. Nearly 92% of pollution-related deaths occur in low-income and middle-income countries. They say India leads the world, according to USA Today, in highest pollution-related deaths at 2.5 million, or 24.5% of all deaths in the country. I'm sorry. I'm already falling asleep. It was that first article of the day. That's what did it. Sorry, guys. China is second. So India has the worst pollution. China is second with 1.8 million pollution-related deaths. Pakistan third with 311,000 deaths. Then came Bangladesh, Nigeria, Indonesia, Russia. United States came seventh. Ethiopia, Democratic Republic of Congo. So what are they dying of? Well, it could be heart attack. It could be stroke. Could be asthma, could be lung-related issues. I think somebody died from the Northern California fires because of his asthma had acted up. And so, when you breathe in something that your body doesn't want to breathe in, it's going to cause stress, it's going to cause inflammation, it's not good. They say Britain, Japan, and Germany landed in the top 10 for workplace pollution-related deaths. They say also pollution-related diseases takes a big bite out of healthcare costs. Such diseases are responsible for 1% to 7% of annual health spending. They say in high-income countries and for up to 7% of health spending. Okay, so basically we spend a lot of money on these pollution-related deaths. And again, they happen more in the poorer nations, but not all nations are immune to having this issue. So they say the 10 highest rates of pollution-related deaths per 100,000 population. We're looking at Somalia, Central African Republic, Chad, South Sudan, Niger, Guinea, Lesotho, Afghanistan, India, and Burundi. They say air pollution is the biggest killer, leading to heart disease, stroke, lung cancer, and other illnesses. Outdoor air pollution by vehicles, the industry, is blamed for 4.5 million deaths. But indoor air pollution, wood and dung stoves, linked to 2.9 million deaths. And then water pollution. They say water pollution is often contaminated by sewage, is linked to 1.8 million deaths because you can get a GI infection, parasitic infection, etc. And then 800,000 deaths are tied to workplace pollution like exposure to toxins, carcinogens, secondhand tobacco smoke, coal-related diseases, and bladder cancer in people working with dyes. Now, they say the report does highlight some good news, that much of this pollution can be eliminated. They said high-income and some middle-income countries have produced laws and regulations mandating clean air and clean water, chemical safety policies, etc. And so, our environment and pollution got so politicized that I really do fear that half the country doesn't really listen or take a lot of this as seriously as it needs to be. That's the problem with politicizing any issue. Just like with healthcare, we got the right and we got the left. And the average person doesn't care about right or left. They just want premiums down, them having access to doctors, and if they need a fancy cancer medication, if God forbid they need it, they could get it. That's what people care about. They don't care about, this is going to help the liberal cause or this is going to help the conservative cause. Same thing with pollution. We do have issues, okay? All right? Yes, I think the earth is getting warmer. I guess the Arctic shelf is melting. I mean, is it really as a result of my Jeep or my Lexus or my husband's Jeep? I doubt that. But is pollution an issue? Absolutely. And so we do need to, we do need to kind of get our heads out of our butts. We do need to try to make more policies, but we don't want to do stupid policies where there's no science behind them. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY-NO-HOY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. discount programs available for dentists, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so a Florida nursing home bills a resident who died during Hurricane Irma. Now, a lot of people have their panties all up in a bunch with this, but if anybody understands billing and hospitals and nursing homes, it's usually done remotely. I'm sure it was an accident, and they said it was an accident. But a Florida nursing home charged one of its residents who had died when Hurricane Irma created those conditions where, remember, the generator wasn't working and they didn't have air conditioning, and unfortunately people died. And Albertina Vega was a resident at the rehabilitation center at Hollywood Hills. And I believe she would have turned 100 years old this week. and she had ended up being charged $958. Carmen Fernandez, a relative, said she saw the charge and fee when she went to close the woman's account. She said, how are they going to charge a dead person? Fernandez told the Sun Sentinel, how is she going to pay that? I was enraged. They let her die, and then they billed her. This was someone who was like a mother to me. And again, the Florida nursing home said, look, it's an automatic payment system, you know, and the family has been refunded. And you know, that's the thing. You know, billing used to be, okay, we saw five patients today. Go and send the bill, put it in a nice envelope, lick the envelope, put it in the mailbox, and you build those five. It doesn't happen that way anymore. You know, now, you know, if you have a facility of hundreds of people and it's a biller that manages hundreds of facilities, you know, Joe Smith is Joe Smith. They don't know what happened in Hurricane Harvey or Irma or Maria or whatever. All right, so, you know, but anyway, Vega was one of the 14 residents who died when the facility's central air conditioning failed during the hurricane. She was living on the second floor of the nursing home, did not have air conditioning for 3 days. Hollywood police and the Florida Department of Law Enforcement launched an investigation into the deaths, but Fernandez wonders if Medicaid has also been billed for her care and if other victims have received similar bills. The state's Agency for Healthcare Administration would not comment on the incident, but said the facility was suspended from the Medicaid program in September. Fernandez said she filed a complaint with the bank manager, while a spokesman for the nursing home said the billing was part of an automated system that was beyond the facility's control. Unfortunately, in this family's case, this was an automatic deduction due to circumstances beyond the control and computers. The withdrawal automatically occurred. So basically, what happened is with nursing homes, they have access to an account, and so the money they could withdraw the money. And maybe it wasn't a mistake. Maybe they were like, well, look, you know, if nobody complains and nobody complains, you know, we, you know, still provided services, maybe no one will notice. So maybe it's not a mistake, and maybe people do need to get their panties all up in a bunch. But, you know, something like this where, you know, you entrust your family member to a nursing home, and then, you know, lack of air conditioning causes hot, sweltering conditions, you know, blood pressure goes up, or it could go down because you're sweating so much, you get the stress. Could put you at risk for a heart attack. Older people don't handle temperature changes well. You know, I'm in my 40s right now, and when it gets cold in the movie theater, my night is ruined. And I have to figure out how to, I put my arms under my shirt. You know, I take them, you know, I take my sleeves off, and I kind of try to warm up, and then I try to warm up against my husband, Corey, and he's like, look, I'm hot. What are you doing? I'm like, I'm cold. Yeah, and so it's, you know, when you don't have good hemostasis or homeostasis, I forget the term for it, where you like the way your temperature is, it's very, very frustrating. So, but, you know, facilities bill, it happens. And I've been asked why if somebody dies, you get the bill. Yeah, when my father died, we got the bill from the paramedic, we got the bill from the hospital. I know this is different because with this, the nursing home, they claim caused her death or accelerated her death. So they should refund everybody. But with, you know, the average person, I don't know how oncologists do it. You know, doctors that take care of, you know, people with cancer. You know, they must really rely on insurance. But, you know, once somebody passes, you know, how do you get paid? I know it's a sick thing to talk about, but otherwise nobody's going to go into, you know, oncology. If they think that they're going to go bankrupt within a few years, why not pick a field where you can at least, you know, stay in business long enough? So, you know, with oncology, you know, there's multiple ways where doctors can still remain open. Usually insurance will pay. I'm not sure what's happening now with Obamacare. Some patients may pay up front for treatments. It's tough. You know, I interviewed a student who lived in Iran, and he had said that in that country, if you don't prepay, you just don't get treated. Now, that's a crisis in and of itself. That's horrible to think that, you know, if you're poor, you die. If you're rich, you live. That's not the way the system should work. But it's what happens in other systems, in other countries. And, I don't know what we need to do here. You know, that our approach to healthcare and our approach to, you know, trying to save money and try to deliver the best healthcare possible. On some days, I think we're doing a damn good job. I think we are doing, we're awesome. On other days, though, no. You know, we're really not kind of like we should. This, Blake, my producer, sent me the clip on, Adam Ruins Everything. Have you seen that? It's hilarious, okay? It's on True TV, and Adam Ruins Everything talks about why, you know, hospitals are so expensive. And he says a lot of the things that we were discussing, except he makes it a lot more entertaining. And, you know, the big debate is America's healthcare system better than other countries? Now, we don't get a lot of data from the other countries. We only get what the media feeds us. And from what we're understanding with the NHS, let's say with England, they're having a lot of issues. Doctors are striking. Doctors don't want to work extra hours. Patients are being told not to come in unless it's urgent. Certain hospitals aren't meeting their needs or their goals. The hospital systems are getting hacked. Now, maybe that's just what every country deals with. Maybe America is dealing with this also, except it's not being publicized. But, you know, in America, we're very, very spoiled. All right? We want to be able to drive up, not have a wait, get in, be seen. And, we're seeing with this Gainesville doctor that has been charged or is being investigated because that woman waited an hour and a half. She got her money back, but her daughter videotaped when he came out and yelled and told her to leave because there was some ruckus, and I guess she, you know, was bothering the staff and said that her husband was going to come down and beat down the doctor, etc. But, you know, she was complaining that she had to wait an hour and a half. For American standards, that's a crappy wait. I wouldn't want to wait an hour and a half. There's no way. I got too much to do. I can't wait an hour and a half. But in other countries, that's nothing. You are waiting hours all day. Like we heard in England, one case she waited 10 hours. You know, and I'm not saying that, okay, well then we're good and we shouldn't, you know, try to address those issues. But I still think we're better than other countries. I really do. You know, we don't publicize every time a kid who has a real nasty cancer lives. We don't publicize that because it makes other people feel bad who lost their kid. But we've been able to cure kids with cancer. Look at what we're able to do with leukemia and lymphoma. Look at what we're able to do with, you know, near drownings. So we do have a good healthcare system. And saying, well, our healthcare system stinks and we should go single payer or let the government take over, you know, hold the phone. You know, yes, we have issues. But does it, you know, is it as bad as other countries? And you may want to stop and think because you can easily make it as bad as other countries. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, we'll talk about what's happening with the NYPD and how they're going to respond to calls with people who are mentally ill. So go ahead.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. and $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening, and if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening. The power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE. 888-815-5433.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, I think this is brilliant. So, police officers in New York City can take part in a training program that focuses on skills that will help them respond to calls involving people with mental health concerns. According to Fox News, the Crisis Intervention Training, called CIT, which launched back in 2015, is a 4-day class that emphasizes active listening skills, building rapport with subjects or people, demonstrating empathy, and this is the key here, de-escalating situations. According to Carla Rabinowitz of Community Access, she told Fox 5 New York, the good thing is that the NYPD is training officers in this wonderful new approach, and this will bring attention to how police deal with mental health. There's supposed to be a rally that apparently this is the anniversary of Deborah Danner's death. Now, Danner had a history of mental issues and was shot by an NYPD sergeant responding to a call inside her Bronx apartment. And so we don't want people with mental issues, you know, getting shot. We also don't want officers and they're, and, you know, putting themselves at risk. And the average criminal that is shooting people or is, you know, causing mayhem probably has mental health issues. So I'm surprised this is a voluntary course. You would think that, you know, this would just be a part of their training. And it is. Cops get trained on how to deal with, you know, suspects. And it's kind of understood that the suspect may not be of sound mind, like you talking to your librarian, okay? It would be somebody that is going to be cussing and yelling, going, you just want to kill me, or, you know, you're just here to do this, you know, so there's going to be delusions that the cop has to work around. There's going to be accusations. There could be even hallucinations. So there's, it could be some sort of disassociation with reality when you're dealing with the suspect. And so cops already have that, you know, some sort of training. But with this, it looks like it's a designated crisis intervention training such that it could be something that's marketed, something that media can say, oh, look, you know, this is an actual training that they get. Because they don't give us all the details on how police officers train. You know, they have to train. They got to do what they need to, just like with the military. You know, the military trains, and we you know, we've seen movies, and we assume that boot camp is a certain way. But in order to get, you know, people ready for duty, there's, you know, certain training behaviors and things that happen that don't want to be publicized, just like in medical school. You know, in my training, it's a lot different than the students get trained now. And it was a lot more rough. And it's not something that you publicize because you want to think that everybody's in a classroom and it's all quiet, et cetera. But, I mean, you know, for you to be able to do the nitty-gritty, and when it's life or death, there's a lot of emotion, a lot of passion, and a lot of fear that goes on. And so as a medical student, it's a pretty scary time when you go through that type of training. So, you know, but again, there's some things that we don't talk about, because we don't want people seeing that part of that side of it. They just want to know, okay, look, you're trained. I don't know how you got trained, but I'm glad you got trained, okay, type of thing. So they say other police departments across the country have implemented similar programs for their officers, which see social workers, psychologists, peer support specialists. They say when it comes to somebody that's going through a psychotic episode, that's a victim within oneself. I need a little something extra. That's according to Lorenza Diggs, a forensic peer specialist. Come with someone that has time and training to empathize with that person or empathize with that person. So the department fields more than 100,000 calls regarding emotionally disturbed individuals each year. CIT was developed by NYPD experts and mental health professionals and researchers. So very, very good. Now, one of you had written a long time ago as, you know, concern that your wife might have a mental illness, whether it be bipolar or some sort of psychosis, and she doesn't want to go to the doctor, but you need to know because you have kids. And so I don't know if I've read that one on air, but I know I've responded. And that's scary stuff when you think you're living with somebody who could be unstable. And so, of course, you know, I said, look, you know, if you think the children are at all at risk, you have got to get the children out of there. Okay? You could always make up with her, buy her flowers, you know, make her feel, you know, you always say sorry if you're wrong, but if your instinct, if the hair on the back of your neck or your spidey sense is telling you, look, something's up, we gotta, you know, bounce, you bounce, okay? I think humans can tell when something bad is going to happen. And if you feel like you need to get the heck out of there, but you don't want to, you know, step on her toes or hurt her feelings, get whoever needs to get out of there. But, you know, for some of you that go, look, I know something's wrong with them, but I don't know the diagnosis. I don't know, you know, how do you tell if somebody has mental illness? Well, you know, we've talked about the basic symptoms, you know, are they being, you know, unpredictable? Are they not making sense? You know, because you'll question yourself first. You'll always question yourself going, well, wait a second. Did I hear that wrong? Did I, you know, maybe I'm reading more into it. When you find yourself questioning yourself just around that one person and not anybody else, then it's probably not you, it's that one person. Another thing is, you may not want to be around that person. Remember we talked about how family members with a mental illness are isolated. And they don't have the help and support from family members. And you're like, well, how could that be? You know, these family members, what's wrong with them? Well, it's what's wrong with them is instinct. You know, when they're around somebody that they think is going to hurt them, they subconsciously avoid that person. Or these people with mental illness will push everybody away. We've had family members where they will fight with everybody to the point where you're like, okay, I'm just not going to call. I'm just not going to talk to them. I'm just going to, you know, because they try to hurt me. And you know, we've been dealing with this with a family member where the family member would call Child Protective Services on other relatives. And they're like, why are they doing this? The kids are fine. The refrigerator's full. What are they trying to do? Well, because they have some mental illness. So are you going to try and help that person? No, you're going to stay as far away from them as possible. And so if you find yourself going, look, I just don't want to be around that person at work. I don't want to be around that family member. I don't feel good when I'm around that person. That's sometimes a sign that that person has mental illness. Now, you could have the mental illness also, you know, where you don't want to be around people. But again, if it's only one person, if it's not everybody, if you love to be around other people, but there's, you know, somebody at work and you're like, no, I got to stay away from them. Well, that means you're picking up negative energy, or that other person could be a psychopath, or you are picking up on something. And so it's frustrating because we need to help people and support those with mental health. We need to want to, you know, we want to be there for them. In the medical setting, I'll have students or nurse practitioners or doctors say, "Oh, I can't see that person anymore. She's so mean. She threatens to sue. She's trouble." Yes, from a malpractice standpoint, she could be trouble. All right? You know, some of these people that, you know, sue for no reason, you know, or try to make a big thing out of nothing, they are trouble. But you got to look beyond that and go, the person has mental health issues. And many of us doctors have gotten stung where we've treated, we've gotten them in with therapy, and, you know, years later, they're not cured, and they try going after you. And so, this is one of the reasons why we're not really successful at fighting the mental health illness epidemic that we have, is because nobody wants to, you know, really get in there and get dirty. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G, miracle.com.